This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. The Union Cabinet has adopted a resolution hailing astronaut Subhanshu Shukla's space journey. The Cabinet commends the Indian Space Research Organization and the entire community of scientists and engineers whose relentless efforts have made this achievement possible. Briefing media in New Delhi today after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said Subhanshu Shukla's space mission took India a step closer to realizing its own space station. The minister said this successful mission significantly elevates India's global standing in space exploration. He said it is a vital stepping stone towards India's own human space flight ambition, including the Gangayaan and the Bharatiya Antariksha Station.
आज मंत्रिमंडल कई महत्वपूर्ण विषयों के साथ देश की एक महान उपलब्धि से जुड़ी देश की भावना को अभिव्यक्त कर रही है 15 जुलाई को भारत की अनंत आकांक्षाओं का प्रतिनिधित्व करते हुए ग्रुप कैप्टन शुभांशु शुक्ला अंतरिक्ष यात्रा से सकुशल धरती पर लौटे हैं ये समूचे देश के लिए गर्व गौरव और उल्लास का अवसर है आज मंत्रिमंडल देश के साथ मिलकर ग्रुप कैप्टन शुभांशु शुक्ला की सफलतापूर्वक पृथ्वी पर लौटने का अभिनंदन करता है
The government has convened an all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the monsoon session of parliament beginning on Monday. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure a smooth functioning of both houses of parliament. The monsoon session will be held from the 21st of this month to the 21st of next month. During the session, several important legislation are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. The Chief of Defence Staff, General Anil Chauhan, today said Indian Armed Forces successfully neutralized unarmed drones and loitering munitions used by Pakistan during the recent Operation Sindoor. General Chauhan was addressing a workshop on unmanned aerial vehicle and counter UAS indigenization in New Delhi. He said none of Pakistan's drone inflicted any damage to the Indian military or civil infrastructure. He said Operation Sindoor has highlighted the systems. He called for self-reliance by India for developing the defense weaponry systems and stressed on reducing countries' dependence on foreign technology. The Indian embassy in Iran has urged Indian nationals to avoid non-essential travel to Iran. The travel advisory has been issued amid rising security concerns in the region over the past several weeks. In a social media post, the embassy advised Indian nationals to carefully consider the evolving situation before undertaking non-essential travel to Iran. It also advised to continue to monitor the latest regional developments and follow the updated advisories issued by the Indian authorities. A 24-member delegation of young leaders from 14 political parties of Sri Lanka today called on Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri in New Delhi. During the meeting, the Foreign Secretary emphasized their valuable role in deepening the India-Sri Lanka partnership as stakeholders in the future roadmap. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the delegation of young political leaders began their two-week-long program in India today. The government has said that 1,40,000 Jan Dhan accounts have been opened in 2 weeks under the nationwide financial inclusion saturation campaign. The Ministry of Finance had launched a three-month nationwide saturation campaign effective from 1st of this month to bolster the outreach of several flagship schemes. These are the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Suraksha Bima Yojana and Atal Pension Yojana. In Jharkhand, two Naxals have been killed in an encounter by security forces in the Kashi Tant Foren of Lugu Hills in Bokaro district. A soldier of the Cobra Battalion lost his life in the gunfight. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.